You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us. It's Tuesday on the radio, but perhaps it's Saturday morning here on the podcast because you subscribe to WGOD Radio, and that is you follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Maybe you follow us on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Maybe you have downloaded the app. The app's available through the Amazon App Store or through the Apple App Store by searching for Gospel Study with Paul Esposito. Unfortunately, there's a charge of $1.99, but I've got nothing to do with that. They did that. They designed it for free, so I guess I can't complain about it. But these are some of the ways to have these programs show up right there on your app or wherever as soon as they're recorded. This one's recorded on Saturday morning. We're in Acts chapter 17. I'm trying to wrap up the book of Acts here now so we can get to Revelation, which I'm going to be starting at the church here coming up Wednesday. Speaking of, you're invited to come out to that if you'd like. I'd love to see you Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. We're starting. We'll be going over the prologue here and the who's, what's, and where's of the book of Revelation and getting into chapter one this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Again, you are invited. That's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Island Community Church is the place. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You can contact me. You can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. You are invited. We would love to see you. We'll be out by 7:15. So why don't you stop on by, study the book of Revelation with us. Probably it'll take a year to get through it. But you are invited. And look for the podcasts here on the radio. Now here tomorrow, we're going to hear this last message from Moses I've been playing on the radio. Moses walks to his own funeral. That'll be coming up. Here in the meantime, we left off with the Jews persecuting the Apostle Paul wherever he went. Remember, everywhere he went, they went up against him. Everywhere Paul went, the Jews were in a frenzy trying to destroy Paul, doing anything that they could to destroy him. And as soon as Paul showed up in a new town, the Jews found out about it, and then they sent people there. They sent, how does the King James put it? Wicked men of the baser sort sent them to town to stir up the people, to lie to the people, to spread lies. Now, this is all Satan's work. Once the Jews said about Jesus, let his blood be on us and let his blood be on our children, this was it for them, for now at least, because we know God's not through with the Jew. But for now, Satan was using them. When you go about lying about people, when you go about trying to destroy God's people, hey, you're doing Satan's bidding. And that's what's happening here. So this is what happened to Paul. They sent him away. They sent him away by night to Berea. Then when the Jews learned, Acts chapter 17, verse 13, when the Jews from Thessalonica heard that the word of God was being preached, oh, heaven forbid, the Jews heard the word of God was being preached. That's enough to send anyone into a frenzy, right? Maybe you say, oh, you're picking on the Jews. You know what? I was no different. I was no better than that for most of my life until I was saved. That just drives me to my knees to exalt and praise the name of Almighty God because I was no different than them. I was no different than what they did. Thank God for his mercy, for his grace, for saving me. Remember what it says in Ephesians, and you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience, and you were children of wrath. That was my MO. That described me. So when I see what the Jews do to Paul, and I think of that prayer, and it just, and that is, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that describes, that perfectly describes me, Paul Esposito, B.C. And that just makes me want to shout, makes me want to live a holy life, makes me want to spend the remaining meager days and weeks and months that I have left in gratitude for what God has done for me and by saving me, by taking me out of the muck, by setting my feet upon the rock, by lifting me up, to giving me a new life and a new hope and forgiving me of all of the sins that I've committed. I was no different and no better than all of these Jews and what they're doing. Now, let's get back here again. Paul, when the Jews from Thessalonica heard the word of God was being preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowd. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens and received a command for... All right, so Paul sends for Silas and Timothy. Here he is. He's in Athens now, and he's killing some time while he's there. Let's pick up the story there in Athens, Acts chapter 17, verse 16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in a synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers and in the marketplace daily with those that happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him and said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Greek word there, spermologos, seed picker, what it means. So others said, he seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and they brought him to the Areopagus, which literally means the hill of Ares or Mars Hill. So they took and brought him to the Areopagus saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak, for you're bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive in all things that you are very religious." All right, he compliments them first. All right, so Paul, he's in Athens. He's wandering around the city, and he sees his spirit is provoked within him when he sees they worship every false god in town. There's a statue and an image to everyone. Except he finds one there that says, "Pros agnosto theo," which is to the unknown god. That's the one he's going to see. He didn't know what he was going to say beforehand, but he got to the city. He let the Holy Spirit lead him for what he was going to say. And then at the right time, he knew what his message was going to be. And here it is. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus. This is Acts 17:22, and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive in all things you're very religious." All right, he compliments them. He doesn't say the King James there is incorrect where it says you're too superstitious. He didn't go in and slap these people on the face. He complimented them first by calling them religious. You got an altar here to 4,900 gods. You've got an altar here to every so-called supposed god with a little g. Look at all these altars here to these false gods you pay homage to. So certainly, they're very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, in Greek that would have said, pros agnosto theo, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I will proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. And he has given assurance of all of this by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard of the resurrection from the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysus the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. That was his message. Wow, what a powerful, that's one of the greatest sermons. That's what they taught me in seminary, how to preach a sermon. They dissected this man's sermon right here, the things that he did, the way that he complimented them first, the way he gave them the truth from the Word of God, the way that then he confronted them with the truth to inspire them to make a choice and a decision in their life. We're going to have to pick it up right here tomorrow. There's so much in Paul's. There's one thing I really want to focus on, and we'll have to do it when we return to the book of Acts. Let me say it to you quickly in 45 seconds. God has determined your pre-appointed times. That is, God makes no mistake, friend. God's got you alive right now. I believe at the end of the age for a reason. Isn't it funny? You weren't alive when Confucius was, or Moses, or Abraham Lincoln, or George Washington, or Alexander the Great. No, God's got you alive now at presumably the end of the age. And God has determined the boundaries of your dwellings, meaning God's determined what city you're to live. Are you in those boundaries? Have you crossed them and have moved out when you shouldn't have? We'll try to hit on this a little more in our next program, because we're out of time here for today, friends. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth,